in the saga of David's life, as told to us in 1 Samuel 18, we witness Saul offer his oldest daughter, Merab, to David to be his wife. And David responds in humility by crying out, "Who am I and who are my relatives that I should be a son-in-law to a king?" So it appears that in humility, David refuses Saul's offer. A little later on, Saul comes to understand that Michal, his other daughter, loved David. So Saul offered her to David. But once again, we see David's humility when he says, "Does it seem to you a little thing to become the king's son-in-law, since I am a poor man and have no reputation?" And what David means by that is that he nor his father do not have any money to pay the bride price of a king's daughter. In those days when marriage took place, the groom would pay a dowry, which was simply an amount of money that the family of the bride thought that their daughter was worth. They were losing a daughter and a valuable worker, so the groom was to pay her value to the bride's family. So David says, "I don't have any money to pay the bride price," which is a bit interesting since the king was supposed to enrich the man who killed Goliath. Perhaps Saul's check hadn't cleared the bank just yet. But Saul comes back to David and says, "No money is necessary. Just go and kill 100 Philistines. And I will know that you've killed 100 of them because you will bring to me all of their foreskins." And in all of this, Saul is trying to put David in fatal circumstances so that Saul would not have to worry about David's popularity outshining his own. So David accepts the challenge, but instead of 100 foreskins, he brings back 200 foreskins. Why? Why does David do all this? David does this so that Saul may be avenged of his enemies. The motivating factor for David is to honor the king of Israel and to protect God's people, Israel. And once again, we see humility and devotion on display in David's life, and we are reminded of Jesus's even greater display of humility and devotion in the face of others' intense hatred. Jesus never wavered from his Father's will. Jesus didn't take his assignment of being in the flesh as a demotion from his heavenly glory, but rather all part of God's providential plan to provide for us a divine king. And as his subjects, we too can live lives of devotion and humility in the power of the Spirit of Christ. As you pray today, please remember Joshua Feary and his family, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Inyanja Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Democratic Republic of the Congo.